Hey guys, this is Cody McIntyre. I am from Tuntutuliak. You could say Tunt for short, because Tuntutuliak is a hassle to say when you're telling people where you're from. I always say Tuntutuliak, when you could just say Tunt. Yeah, so I'm from Tunt. I was born in Anchorage, and I moved to... No, I didn't move. I was born in Anchorage, and I was raised in Tuntutuliak, Tunt. And I went to high school there. I graduated from there with 2 summers in Anchorage and 2 semesters in Bethel. With higher education programs like ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering program, and also the STEM Ready program in Bethel, where students come in and take higher classes that aren't offered in the village, such as Tunt. And that's a little bit about me here. I am now a student at the University of Alaska Anchorage as a civil engineering major with minors in Alaska Native education and also mathematics. I have 1 more math class to take to get my minor in math. That's a little bit about me. Here on this station, a lot of things that I'll be talking about is discussing topics in the world today, big topics like the environment right now and how it's changing and how it's impacting the villages in Alaska, and just what it's like to just have this terrible weather. And this winter in December, we actually had a 40 degree weather in Anchorage, which is not good. It's something we should be worried about, and we should be taking steps to just like converting to renewable energy. Talk about renewable energy and how it could be implemented in all the cities and all the villages. And that's a topic I could be talking about. And another discussion I could talk about is being Alaska Native and what it was like to have grown up in a village and then moving to Anchorage for college. And I could talk about the transitions and the differences, the major differences from no running water to having water all the time. For shower, to wash your hands, to wash your clothes, for everything like that. And I'll just be talking about that, and I also could be talking about what I think it'll be like in the future, because I'm all about technology. And another thing that could be on this station is debates. I usually have really good debates with my good friend Janelle Trowbridge, and she's from Nome. And she sailed from, I think, Michigan all the way around through the passage to Nome, and they settled there, and she grew up there, and she's a really good person, she's a really good friend, and we have really good debates about if we're cyborgs, for example. I think we're cyborgs because we're dependent on a device that could literally do anything you want, take pictures, call people, communicate with people, being able to contact hundreds, thousands of people just by posting something. And yeah, we're really dependent on our phones. We have maps on there, games, all those things. We are dependent on this device, and she thinks that it's that we're not cyborgs. But I think we are, because we're depending on a thing that we have to enhance our abilities to benefit us. So that's a thing we could talk about, have a debate on this show or on this podcast. There's the topics. You could also call in and give your opinions and give me ideas. Hey guys, this is Cody here. I was just watching the live Falcon Heavy by SpaceX, the most powerful rocket in the world by a factor of 2, with the ability to lift into orbit nearly 64 metric tons, about 141,000 pounds, a mass greater than a 737 jetliner loaded with passengers, crew, luggage, and fuel. And I'm watching the side boosters are on their way back to Earth, and the main booster is on its way back down to Earth. And everything is successful so far. And here's some of the live audio right now. They're not saying anything right now, but everything's successful so far, and I'm so happy. Hold on. I think this is so amazing.
Cape Canaveral in both of the side booster cameras as those are coming in.
PY and NY side boosters have saved.
Center core entry burn shutdown.
And even though those look very similar, those two boosters' views, those are actually representing different boosters. They're heading towards Earth. They're about to begin their landing burns. We'll hopefully be able to bring you nice footage of that.
Both side boosters transonic.
The
side boosters are about to land.
And that landing burn has started.
Both boosters looking to be on track towards their respective landing zones.
Side boosters successfully landed. The core land will land pretty soon here.
Happening at the moment. We have lost signal. We're hoping that signal comes back shortly.
Yeah, as Michael mentioned earlier, with the vibrations of the rocket and how it shakes up the cameras that are on the drone ship, sometimes we do lose signal, or shakes up the antennas.
Oh, and we've just gotten confirmation.
We're waiting to hear what happens, and so we're listening in, and we're still waiting to hear. We'll let you know as soon as we find out. You'll know. People are cheering, but we'll get the call and know hopefully very, very soon how that center core is doing, whether it's standing up proud on that drone ship or not.
Those were absolutely gorgeous.
Everything is so successful right now.
Continuing its trajectory towards Mars. It's all looking good there. John Ike, come give us a recap of the full mission.
He stands.
Oh, well, if you can hear all that cheering.
I'll give an update once I hear the core has landed. Thank you for listening. This is Cody McIntyre. Listen again, please. Follow my station. Falcon Heavy, SpaceX, successful.
Got there, and it got there as a culmination of a great Falcon Heavy test flight. We lit 27 engines, throttled the boosters.
And this recording ends in 3 seconds. Okay, later.